At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. I had the under, but we're here, and it's a meat Friday at that. Oh, Fritzy's going to love this. Tyler just sent me the menu. Corn dogs.
Corn dogs?
Yes. Hot sausages. That's what she said. Beer brats. Buffalo chicken dip.
Perfect.
Who's got it better than we do?
No one.
You guys are spoiled. It's a meat Friday, so come on in, stay a while. Our good buddy Nick Wright from Fox Sports, he loves his Kansas City Chiefs. He will poo-poo any thought of Joe Burrow being better than Patrick Mahomes, even if Joe Burrow wins this game this weekend. Chris Mad Dog Russo will join us. He'll be on fire about a couple of things. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Got a play of the day, stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Have a poll question, all of that coming up. You have until Sunday night. Buy one t-shirt, get 50% off. The final four teams, there's a t-shirt for everybody. In fact, a couple of t-shirts for a couple of different fan bases in there. Go to danpatrick.com. This program brought to you by the great folks at Legacy Box. If you have a scrapbook, you have those videotapes when you're in Little League or Pop Warner, you want to have those converted so everybody can enjoy them. That's what Legacy Box does. They will digitally preserve the moments for generations to come. They're running a tape sale on right now. Visit legacybox.com/Patrick. That's legacybox.com/Patrick. Before we get started, Billy Packer died of kidney failure. He was 82 years of age. He worked 34 Final Fours for NBC and CBS. Longtime partner, Dick Enberg, also with Jim Nance. And he was no nonsense. Billy was a former player, played at Wake Forest, played three seasons there. Wake Forest went to the Final Four back in 1862 with Billy as a player. Then he became an analyst. His first Final Four, UCLA beat Kentucky. That was John Wooden's final game as a coach at UCLA. And he was really the antithesis of Dick Vitale. Both Hall of Famers, both passionate with what they did, how they do it. But Billy was no nonsense. Billy wanted to teach you the game of basketball. Similar to Hubie Brown. Hubie Brown, longtime analyst, longtime coach. But to give you the X's and O's, they viewed it as almost a tutorial. He wasn't there to be a showman. He wasn't there to entertain you with anything other than here's hardcore basketball. Here's the X's and O's. And he left quite a legacy. Part of the broadcast team with Dick Enberg and Al McGuire. And I love that grouping because Dick Enberg, one of my idols. Al McGuire was a former coach, won a national title, but he was a character. He was colorful. And then you had Billy in there. And Billy would give you, he would kind of let Al go off and have some fun things to say. But then Billy would come in and kind of go, this is what happened on that play, or this is why this is going to happen in this game. And I remember when they were the team, the broadcast team, when Magic beat Larry, that was in the title game. That was, 1979? that the highest rated basketball game, I believe, of all time, an estimated 35 million viewers for that national title game. But Billy Packer, a long, long legacy there, and inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2008. All right, Seton, what kind of poll question are we sitting on today?
Well, Dad, we could start with, if your team's not playing this weekend, what is the Super Bowl matchup you're rooting for?
Ooh. Fritzy, you go first. You don't have a team in here. So what matchup do you want to see in the Super Bowl?
I would love to see the Bengals and 49ers. They played each other twice before. It'd be nice to see Cincinnati finally get one. And Burrow against Purdy. I think that's the most interesting combo of the group.
Yes, Paul.
I really should have gone first because my team is furthest from the Super Bowl. I think it's almost like I get the first draft.
Okay, my bad.
We're really
Wait, far. Are the Bears worse than the Broncos?
Worst situation?
Yeah.
I think people would pick the Bears situation, maybe, because it's a complete rebuild.
Does anybody want the Broncos job? Sean Payton want that job? He says he's still involved. There's conflicting reports of, hey, I had a great interview. Hey, I hear there's a power struggle there, and he doesn't want to take the job. Yes, Seton.
I thought the Bears were kind of sitting pretty here. They got, like, 10 draft picks and $500 million in cap space. It's, like, ideal situation.
Yeah.
I thought they're about to take over the league next year.
Something. Very close to that,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought, though.
And then move into that new stadium in the suburbs.
That's sarcasm.
Yes. Seton, who are you picking?
You know what? I'm actually a Bengals 49ers guy because I think that the storylines off of that would be more fun. Like Patrick Mahomes not getting there is actually a fun storyline. Brock Purdy getting there. Joe Burrow beating him again. There's a lot of fun things there.
But you would also get the Joe Montana angle because Joe Burrow is compared to, you know, maybe it's not fair to Joe Burrow or Joe Montana, but there are similarities that I see between the two. And, of course, you start with the first name. And then you have the Bengals and Niners. They've faced each other in the Super Bowl twice. Montana beat Boomer Esiason and beat Kenny Anderson. And then Montana would then come back, and then he would beat Joe Burrow. So it'd be a great story there, replacing Brock Purdy. Anybody listening to this? I'm trying to add a little humor there. With Joe Montana come back.
There was a joke?
Wow. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I'm with Seton on this one. The Bengals are a historical underdog. So and they're such a feel-good story. We loved them last year. They went right back. And then the historical angle with the Niners, you can go back to those 80 Super Bowls.
Marv?
Well, my team is in it, so I'm going 49ers. You know, I'm going Bengals.
Oh. I'd
like to see a new Super Bowl-winning quarterback. Because, look, if Patrick Mahomes wins a second one, we're going to crown him.
Well, and you're going to have the Eagles get in there.
Why would I want that?
Well, that'd be a great story if somebody winning a Super Bowl hadn't won there before, Jalen Hurts.
Maybe I should disqualify myself.
Of course you want the Niners in there. You got storylines with all of these. If Mahomes gets back, he's been there twice, he lost once. Now you win that second one. Now there's no confusion on who's the best quarterback in football. And maybe there is no confusion, but Chiefs and Eagles, that might be down, that might be fourth on the list. Yeah, Seton.
I don't think any of us picked the Eagles for the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-mm.
I don't think that has anything to do with the Eagles themselves, the team. So nothing to do with Jalen Hurts or anything like that. I think it's more about Eagles fans.
Well, that could be true.
I think it's more about Eagles fans. It's just insufferable. I'd rather them bow out.
That's a tough fan base. Having witnessed that a couple times in person, yeah. It's not where you go, God, I feel bad for them. I don't. No, I don't. I feel bad for the Jets fans, but that's a rough group too.
Yeah.
There's a couple of fan bases where you go, I don't feel sorry for you. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, I think you did SportsCenter when it was Eagles, was it Panthers Super Bowl down in Jacksonville? Does that sound right? Eagles-Panthers?
Eagles and the Patriots.
Eagles-Patriots. Okay. I remember because I would meet you in Salisbury leaving the SportsCenter set. They had to have security for like different analysts who said negative things about the Eagles. Eagles fans were standing around the set and it was like Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern and they were upset at ESPN analysts when they left the set.
They were upset at me because of Fred Mitchell, is that too?
Freddie Mitchell.
I want to thank my hands for being so great.
Yes. And then I had him on, and I realized that he didn't know the names of the defensive backs for the Patriots. So we had him on SportsCenter live, and I wasn't making fun of him other than, I remember him saying, well, they got number 34 and they got numbered. And I said, do you know their names? And he didn't know the Patriots defensive backs. And at the time, you had Rodney Harrison, I think Lawyer Malloy, like great football players. And it became a big issue that Fred X got, you know, they got, he was mad. And then the Eagle fans were mad because of what I did with Fred Mitchell. And all I did was, do you know who they are? Because he kept saying their numbers. Well, these are established. These are, and Rodney ended up with an interception, I think, at the end of that Super Bowl. And, you know, the defensive backs were great for them. But I just remember Eagle fans were upset that somehow I had taken away the focus of the Eagles to win a Super Bowl, because now everybody was talking about, you know, what Fred X said about, you know, the defensive backs for the Patriots. Now the Patriots got bulletin board material, and now the Eagles have no chance there. But, yeah, it was rough sledding there. You'd get done with SportsCenter, and you'd look around. We had to have security sometimes leaving the set there. So that is going to be the poll question first hour of the show, Seton.
Yes, sir.
Okay. A couple other things here. I mentioned Sean Payton with the Broncos. Is that going to happen? Does he want the job? You know, it's reported that Russell Wilson wants him, but this was what came out. I'm not sure how long ago. I think this morning. The Panthers are no longer an option for Sean Payton. This is Mark Maskey, who covers the NFL for the Washington Post. And there was an issue with Payton's interview with the Broncos. Payton likes the idea of coaching Russell Wilson and having that defense, but fears a potential power struggle with a member of the ownership group, source said. Sean Payton then tweeted, zero truth to this. We had a fantastic visit, and Broncos ownership was fantastic. Not one, but two exclamation points there. Okay. Boy, those are very, very conflicting reports. Everything went great. Okay. Does Sean Payton want to coach? Because I keep, and I've said this all along, I think you want to be wooed. I think you want somebody to be interested in you. You want to learn about these teams. He's got options, but it feels like teams are, you know, Frank Reich just got hired by Carolina. You know, does Sean Payton want to coach? He wanted the Cowboys. He wanted the Chargers, reportedly. Those aren't open. Go back into TV. You don't want to take a job just to take a job if you're Sean Payton. But, you know, you got to factor in a few things here. Russell Wilson, that situation in Denver, okay. Offensive-minded guy. Is that why, hey, I can make magic here? They got money. They're going to pay me $20 million a year. Okay. Why isn't it done already? I mean, how long does it take if you interview a couple of people and then all of a sudden you say, all right, and Sean Payton's our next head coach. Dan Quinn, the Cowboys defensive coordinator, said he's staying in Dallas. Now, I don't know if it's by choice, but he was getting interviews. I didn't know if he was going to go to Denver. But I wonder if he did turn down Denver. Now, this is 2 years in a row that he's been a very, you know, eligible candidate here. He's decided to stay in Dallas. But I wonder if he goes, I don't want to coach Russell Wilson. And he was on the Seahawks coaching staff when they went to the Super Bowl. He was defensive coordinator there under Pete Carroll when Russell Wilson was there. But to go back to Dallas, unless Jerry Jones said, hey, stay here, I'm going to pay you well, and if there's an opening down the road, then you know, you'd be my first guy. But then, this is what I don't understand about that, because Mike McCarthy then came out and said, the endorsement by Jerry Jones is he wants me to coach as long as Tom Landry did. Well, Tom Landry coached 29 consecutive seasons in Dallas. How old would that make Mike McCarthy? Like 85? That's not good. Yeah, Paulie.
And it would have been 30 for Tom Landry if Jerry Jones didn't come
around. Wow. Ouch.
Yeah. Too soon?
But I wonder, you know, did Dan Quinn want to coach Russell Wilson? Does Sean Payton want to coach him? And you got new ownership in there. Are they going to be, hey, we know football, we want to be involved in all of this? But it sounds like ownership wants to be more involved And that would make me nervous if I'm Sean Payton. But Dan Quinn's going to stay and going back to Dallas. Even though some of your assistants got fired for that defense. But Dan Quinn, here's another thing. Whenever you think of the Patriots and the comeback against the Falcons, if I said right off the bat quickly, who was the head coach of the Falcons? You might go, well, Kyle Shanahan was.
Because he blew that lead.
He helped them get to 28-3. Dan Quinn was the head coach. The two people get blamed for that meltdown, Matt Ryan and Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator. Well, Dan Quinn, defensive-minded head coach, people forget that he was the head coach there. Imagine if he had won that game. He'd still be coaching the Falcons. He'd be a hero. Matt Ryan winning a Super Bowl, beating Tom Brady, is going to be a Hall of Famer for sure. He was MVP that year. But it's Kyle Shanahan's play calling. I think, Marvin, would you check this? Or maybe we could have our stat guy. The number of running plays that the Falcons had in the second half and the number of running plays the Patriots had in the second half. Because that was my problem. You know, take some time off the clock. You know, make squeeze Brady a little bit more. But, you know, those last plays that they had where you could not get sacked and they got sacked. Well, Kyle Shanahan's the offensive coordinator. Dan Quinn's the head coach. Yeah, Paulie.
The Falcons were up 28-20 with 3:56 to go, and Matt Ryan took a sack. And any other play would have worked. They could have gone up two scores.
Oh, my God.
If he had thrown it away or run the ball up the middle, you kick a field goal, and you're up two scores with as low as 3:20 left in the game.
Julio Jones has one of the greatest catches in Super Bowl history that nobody's going to remember. Because had that catch led to a field goal that led to a Super Bowl win, we would be trumpeting that. But it's, you know, it's like the catch, was it curse for Seattle?
Yep.
And an unbelievable catch right before the interception with Russ. But, all right, a lot of things to talk about. Phone calls always welcome. Got our poll question, the matchup that you want to see. If you don't have a team in the Final Four, the matchup that you want to see. What's the best for TV? Is that different than what do you want to see? Because you might go, God, Mahomes in another Super Bowl and Travis Kelce, and that'd be all. Andy Reid versus his former team. Yeah, Paul.
Best for TV would be Chiefs-Bengals. Unlikely to happen. Unlikely.
Well, they might start changing the rules. You know, the NFL's done that before where they're going, you know what? We're going to change the rules. Going to have a neutral. I think we're headed towards neutral AFC and NFC title games.
Oh,
I do. I had somebody tell me that yesterday in the league office and say, don't be shocked because it's how do we make more money? And I'm like, oh, I have no idea. What if we did a neutral site? I'm like, well, wait, you play all year long to have home field advantage and now you're going to have a neutral site? Ugh. Don't overthink it. All right, let's take a break. I'm in a good mood. We got corn dogs today. Come on. Oh, not a big corn dog fan, Seton?
I wouldn't lead with like, hey, we got corn dogs today. There were other things on the menu that I was more fired up for.
Okay.
That might be last on
all this. Right. Beer brats.
Yes.
Hot sausages.
Yes.
Buffalo chicken
dip.
Let's go. All right.
And they set up a Ferris wheel in the parking lot for the corn dogs, which is kind of cool. And some cotton candy.
I'm going to shoot the clown in the mouth and the balloon.
Yeah. We got the thing where you take the sledgehammer and you hit it and see if it goes all the way up to the top. Guy who guesses your weight, he's out there too. Todd. Let me take a break. Let's take a break. Just getting started. Dan Patrick Show. Going to be sad. Probably bring a hanky Monday morning. Seton O'Connor going to get in the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. He's unlocking his potential. Well, first he has to unlock the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van.
Got a wife and kids and boy.
And you're leaving your family.
No, this family has got a job in studio and co-workers in Milford, Connecticut.
Owning a Sprinter van, live, work, and play out your dreams.
And I went out for a ride and I never.
The Dan Patrick Show Ultimate Fan Van Sweepstakes. You can win the van.
All right.
That Seton That Seton and the French kid will be driving cross country.
Come on now.
To enter, get official rules. Visit danpatrick.com. Your chance to win that van.
Gotta be in it to win it.
Like a river that don't know where it's flowing, Dan. I took a wrong
turn. So go ahead. Now's the time. Unlock your potential.
And time to win a sprint of van.
16 body types, your choice of gas or diesel engine. It's Friday Fritzy. Inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Play of the day coming up. Why do we have Prince today? I mean, why not? But what's going
on? You just answered your own question.
Well, I love Prince. But
why not?
Okay.
It's Barbecue Friday.
Oh.
We always go big playlist.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
So we'll play some Prince. Why not?
All right. Well, thank you. They're also talking about, could you have conference championship games on Sunday and Monday? Mike Florio is going to join us a little bit later on. I hate when the NFL does this. It's okay. I'm fine. Now, if you said we were going to have a Saturday night game and then a Sunday night game, I would be fine with that. Now, we're going to have Sunday, a doubleheader. But if you said, all right, a standalone game, I don't know if you look at the competitive balance that, hey, you're going to play Saturday, which gives you an extra day going to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's 2 weeks in between. So I don't have a problem with that. Yes, Eden.
I don't know that I agree with the Saturday game. I like having them all on Sunday.
All right.
I like because there's you can kind of plan your whole day around it. You could do whatever you need to do Saturday, but then Sunday, you kind of know, like, all right, let's get a bunch of food. Let's figure out what we're going to do because starting at 3, we're just going to watch football for the rest of the day.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of a Saturday evening game, but I could see the NFL not liking that because more people have plans on a Saturday. Sunday's a lockdown day. Monday night?
I know. Florio had something about this on his website. He'll join us coming up later on today. Yes, Seaton.
Yeah, I think the other thing, too, about like maybe not competitive advantage, but not that so much that it's 2 weeks between the Super Bowl, but you get an extra day rest from your last game. So everybody just played last week, but the teams that go on Sunday get an extra day rest than the teams that go on Saturday.
Yeah. And Florio talks about this, that you get an extra day to talk about another game, that you would get Sunday to be talking about on Monday and then a Monday game to be talking on Tuesday. Okay. By the way, the Super Bowl Falcons against the Patriots. The Falcons ran the ball 10 times in the second half. The Patriots ran the ball 9 times in the second half.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Woo! And the reason why I brought this up is Dan Quinn was the head coach of the Falcons. He's going to return as the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys. And I started to wonder, I'm like, gosh, Kyle Shanahan going back to the Super Bowl, but would he lose as a head coach again? It's like, no, he won the head coach. He was the offensive coordinator. But we blame him because so the Falcons are up 8. They got the ball on their own 10-yard line, and they're just under 6 minutes to go. I apologize, Falcons fans. The first play was a 39-yard pass to Freeman. The second one was a 2-yard gain, and then the pass to Julio Jones. So the Patriots, now they're at their 22-yard line. Falcons are at the Patriots' 22-yard line. So you're in field goal territory. You're up 8. Now you're up 2 scores. Matt Bryant, from 40 to 49 yards that season, didn't miss a kick. He was 100%.
Of course.
All you have to do is run the football a little bit, make the Patriots take, you know, use a timeout or two, keep Brady on the sidelines, first down running play. Freeman got one yard loss. Okay. That took 44 seconds off the clock. You're still in field goal range. You're at the 23-yard line. Second down play, 5-step drop for Matt Ryan, and he was sacked. Then a sack of 12 yards. So now it's 3rd and 23, 35-yard line. Ryan hit Mohamed Sanu for a 9-yard gain. Holding penalty moved Atlanta back to the 45-yard line. No field goal. Here you go, Tom. Now going to overtime. Here you go, Tom. Although James White should have been the MVP, in my opinion. Yes, Paul?
That is so tough. I remember Chris Long, the defensive lineman, I think he's on this show and others, said he went in the game and tried to get held by Jake Matthews.
Yeah.
And sold it and ball game.
Also, they had a right tackle, Ryan Schrader, I think is his name. He got hurt the play before, a couple plays before, so they had a different right tackle in there, and then you had Hightower with the sack. Like, that whole drive is a 30 for 30 when you think about it. Like, you got him. You got him. Run the clock, kick the field goal, you're up 11, you got him. But Kyle Shanahan gets the blame more than Dan Quinn does. All right, a couple of phone calls. I'm sorry, Falcons fans. I was just trying to make a point about Dan Quinn. Falcons aren't even in the playoffs.
Why us?
I know.
Can you talk about LeBron?
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Al in Atlanta, we're really sorry.
Yeah, I know. Al scrambling to get to his phone. Yes, Eaton.
So Kyle Shanahan lost that game because he didn't run the ball enough.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, Falcons ran the ball 14 times. Patriots ran the ball 3 times. Do you know what the Falcons averaged in the first half rushing? Almost over 9.5 yards per carry. 5.8 for the game, but they got shut down on the rushing plays in the second half, averaging 2 yards a carry. Oh, God.
So the Falcons ran the ball 4 of 14 snaps in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Just 4 times.
Yeah.
Patriots ran the ball 3 of 27. Is there an argument to be made that Kyle Shanahan was just trying to stay aggressive and that's why they were like sort of, we put up all these points in the first half, let's just keep putting up points?
You don't need to be aggressive on the last drive. You were aggressive with a couple of the pass play to Julio Jones. Now you're in field goal range. You don't have to be aggressive. You don't have to throw a pass. 1 yard loss, run it again. You get no gain, run it again. Kick a field goal, up 2, ball game.
You have the league MVP and you're going to take the ball out of his hands?
Yes. Yes,
I'm,
I am.
Just, I'm trying to play devil's advocate because I love the way that played out. That was great. But,
yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, Kyle Shanahan, maybe he was just like, no, let's just keep our foot on the gas. I don't know.
Nope. All I got to do is I don't have to score a touchdown. Yeah. If I score a touchdown, it accomplishes the same thing as a field goal does. Mm. You got to get two scores.
Walk's as good as a hit.
Yes, it is. Come on. Here we go. Little bingo. Yes. Yeah, Paul.
The play call that bothers me Super Bowl-wise that drives me crazy, San Francisco 49ers versus the Chiefs a few years ago. There's under 6 minutes to go. The Niners have the ball. They're up 20-17 on the Chiefs. They could win the Super Bowl. On first and 10 at their own 20, Mostert gets 5 yards. Mostert's kicking the Chiefs' butt all game. Second down, incomplete pass. Third down, incomplete pass. They have to punt it. The Kansas City goes right down and gets a field goal. They could have run so much time off the clock. They had the lead. That's one that drove me crazy because Mostert was cruising.
The Kelce brothers have a podcast, New Heights Podcast, and they talked about the Bengal fans referring to Arrowhead as Burrowhead. Here's Travis and Jason Kelce.
We are the loudest stadium in the world on record. 142 decibels.
Did you guys break the record this week?
I don't know. Maybe we're going to have to break it this week because a lot of Cincinnati Bengals fans are calling it Burrowhead instead of
Burrowhead.
Arrowhead.
Whoa!
Yeah,
the disrespect to Arrowhead continues.
They're throwing a lot of bulletin board material out there, man.
Okay, and then I think one of the linebackers or defensive back said there's nothing special about the Bengals offense. Was that William Gay? Yeah, he's like, nah, nothing special on that offense. Okay, now you got to back that up. You know, the crowd noise, the crowd will take care of that. But when it comes to nothing special on this offense here, okay, yeah, Seton.
Hear Jamar Chase's response to that. They gave him the, like, oh, there's nothing special about the offense, and he was like, who said that? Yeah. What is he? Is he the linebacker? Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, he did the, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
What is he, a linebacker? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gave him, his name. It's like, who?
Yeah.
Who? Who? Let's see. Jeff in Atlanta. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Dan, I thought it was going to be Good Friday until you brought some PTSD back up.
I apologize. You know what? Blame Dan Quinn for staying with Dallas, okay, as the defensive coordinator.
I was surprised about that. But, hey, guys on chat row, quick question. That's the reason I called. How soon do you guys start doing the prep for Super Bowl? Like, who's going to be guest that week? Or how soon do people start calling you saying, we want this person? And an idea is Krista Thompson. I don't think you guys have had her on in a while. And with her Amazon deal, and I don't know if she'll be busy with production meetings, but she'll be there that week, I would imagine.
All right. We've been working on the guest list here for already a couple of weeks, but, you know, trying to strategize who can we get, what day do we get them. But we reached out to J.J. Watt as the first person. We expect Charles Barkley to stop by. You know, there's a few people who live locally that we want to bring in, but, Fritzy's been working on that. We always love having Krista Thompson on. She just gets too damn busy. Got a podcast, and she does a lot of things. But she's always one of our favorites, and always welcome on the program. Always good TV. Jack in Austin. Jack.
Hey DP, long time caller. Just wanted to do a quick little story and a thank you to y'all. Back on March 1st, I was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer, and I remember leaving that appointment and jumping in the car and turned y'all on, and with a few minutes I was laughing and smiling like I didn't hear, you know, the worst news I've heard. And I wanted to thank y'all because through all the long treatment days, all the long radiation, the low points, you guys always provided a really amazing escape of reality and a place to laugh and feel good about myself. Before I went into my surgery a couple weeks ago, I texted my dad #warrior because of y'all. I just wanted to say, you know, I'm happy to announce as of yesterday, I'm 100% cancer-free.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, we're going to keep you on hold, get your address. I'm going to have Tyler send you some stuff there, okay?
I appreciate it. Suck at cancer.
Oh, right. I like it. Yeah. All right, Jack.
And that's when the Suck at Cancer Foundation was born.
Can you give to Suck at Cancer? Would you like to tell cancer to suck it? Call 1-800.
Yeah.
The V Foundation would like to honor the Suck It Cancer Foundation.
Not today, but every day we say Suck it, cancer.
Suck it, cancer.
James Earl Jones doing the voiceover.
Suck it, cancer.
Get paid good money.
Yeah. Oh, when I asked James Earl Jones to do like a promo for the Dan Patrick Show, we had him on, and he says, I get paid good money to do that. And I thought, okay, I got it. All right. You're not the only one with pipes here.
Noted.
Right? Yeah. Why don't you slow your roll? Yeah, right, okay.
James. I get paid good money to do that.
Yeah. Yes, Don.
But he was going to sing a Stat of the Day song for free, which is kind of odd. It doesn't make any sense.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning, Dan and Danette. Happy Meat Friday. Great news from Jack and Austin. Oh, that's great. Hey, I'm back to school movie all the way over Caddyshack, only movie that taught me how to fart with my armpits as a kid. So that was a game changer. As far as the Carolina Panthers hiring Frank Reich, I think it's almost like putting an autopilot not to be the worst team, but we're not going to get any better, especially if I see mock drafts that include Anthony Richardson in ninth pick, which is way out of the league. So, anyways, not too happy about it. He threw the first TD in franchise history. It's not like we have to give him anything else, and he didn't do a great job in Indy. But those are just my thoughts. Here's a cool little fact for the NFC Championship. It's the first conference championship that both starting QBs are under 25. Jalen Hurts, 24. Brock Purdy, 23. That means two-time national championship winner Stetson Bennett Jr. III is older than both of them. Guys, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Andrew. Always appreciate your contributions there. We'll take a break. We got our play of the day up next here, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude. The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play is called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
check this out.
Here's Boogie Ellis riding a hot hand right now. He's got Jaquez one-on-one. Boogie wants to go to work. He's going to take a step-back NBA three, and it's nothing but net right out of his hands. Boogie Ellis with a pure stroke, and he's given USC a four-point lead.
27 in the second half as the Trojans rallied from a 12-point halftime deficit to beat UCLA, courtesy of the Trojans Radio Network. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Same game parlays. Pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app. Sign up with the code Patrick. Get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Al in Atlanta joins us. Hi, Al.
Morning, Dan.
Sorry about that.
Do you hate me, Dan?
No, I don't. I felt bad. I did think of you when I was recapping Dan Quinn, the Falcons, Patriots. I'm sorry.
Here I was. I overslept a little bit. So my head was still on the pillow as I turned on Peacock. And what do I get? I get a full rundown of the worst drive in Falcons history. Like, why? I didn't need that. I was having a great sleep. It was a great Friday. You just ruined my whole weekend, man. It's not even started yet.
Sorry.
I can't even. Like, the only thing that'll make it better, sorry, Marvin, is to watch Shanahan go down again in the Super Bowl. Sorry, Marvin. You need a new head coach, and I'll root for your team again.
Right. Well, thank you. Yeah, I don't know why we're bringing in Marv here, but
what did I do?
I don't know. Al wants to take it out on somebody, and he's going to take it out on you, apparently. But thank you.
Dan Quinn was the head coach, not Kyle Shanahan.
Yes. But how many of you thought that? When I brought it up and I go, you know, was the head coach of the Falcons? And everybody's like, you want Kyle Shanahan? I go, no, Dan Quinn. Shanahan got all the blame, him and Matt Ryan. It's weird how we'll credit the quarterback, blame the quarterback, or you'll bring in an offensive or defensive coordinator sometimes, and it's like, you know, like the play calling in Seattle with Russell Wilson. It was Daryl Bevel, right? It wasn't Pete Carroll who made the call, but it's his team. But it's like, who's calling that? Daryl Bevel did. All right, more phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. And our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400. Poll question, since my team isn't playing in the conference title games, I would like to see this matchup. Seton, what matchup is leading for Super Bowl 57?
Right now, 41% of the audience have Bengals 49ers, followed by Bengals Eagles. Last place, Chiefs 49ers.
Fritzy did have another poll question. It is Friday, Fritzy. If Joe Burrow beats Patrick Mahomes for the fourth consecutive time, A, he becomes hands down the best quarterback in the NFL. B, the new face of the entire league. C, you can argue he's the coolest cat in the sports world. Or D, all the above. Thank you, Todd.
I'm going to go all the above.
Okay, all right.
I thought you were asking my vote, but...
No, I gave the poll question.
I thought that was kind of fun.
Talked about it yesterday, that the more video evidence we see of Patrick Mahomes, the more the line will change. And it did change back. I said I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs go off as favorites by the time Sunday rolls around. They're already back to being favorites. I think favored by 1 point, maybe 1.5 points. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes, you know, to 2 at some point here. If you start to, you know, and you had some movement there with Mahomes where he did a couple of pirouettes and like, oh my God, he's going to be 100%. Let's wait till the game starts. And if they get pressure up the middle and then you see him run, that's what I want to see. Plus, here's another thing to factor in. You go into halftime and you're going to be sitting there for a while. Now, Mahomes will probably get treatment when he's in there, but then you come out for that second half. And that's another thing to keep an eye on. And maybe he's just Superman here. Maybe he's, you know, they figured this out. Maybe it's not as bad as it looked, but boy, did that look bad. I mean, he's had two scares. Remember the knee injury? And Henny came in, right? Quarterback sneak. And you thought this could be surgery time for him. And then that play against Jacksonville, I definitely thought you could have a broken ankle on that play. Let's see. Brandy in Iowa's back. Hi, Brandy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Hey, just since you were talking about Burrowhead earlier, I wonder if you caught PTI segment yesterday with Kornheiser and Pablo where they're discussing the sideline where the Burrowhead came to be, where Kornheiser ended the segment. Burrowhead, I like that. I'd like to have a T-shirt of that.
Hmm. Well, we already have one in the works there, Brandy. Yeah. Some of my best people are working on that. In fact, it's Seton who's working on it.
And in case they win, we'll have one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, just have it in the on-deck circle. Yeah, Paul.
Where do we ship them if they don't win? Is there a country that we could send?
Peru.
Peru.
And then Rogers ends up with a Burrowhead T-shirt on when he's doing ayahuasca?
And we just send every single one only to Cincinnati.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, that story kind of, the story is the Jets are hiring Daniel Hackett, and he's the former head coach of the Broncos, and he was the quarterback's coach in Green Bay. So now it's, well, we hired him, we're getting Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if it works that way, but the coverage of the coverage is what's interesting here in New York. It's not, well, I'll take Nathaniel Hackett if it means we get Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers goes, Nathaniel, did you get the job? You got the job. Okay. All right. I'm coming. I would think that Aaron going to take a little time and probably, even though I love what the Jets are doing, and it's been very, very rare in my entire career when I can say I like what the Jets are doing, but a nucleus is there. Can you get Rodgers to agree to 2 years? And if you can, then I would make a trade. I'd bring in a quality quarterback there. Yeah, Paul.
You can make that case because the Jets, they finished the season 7-10. They lost their last six. There's a point in the season, if I do my math, they were 7-4. With the current quarterback situation, they missed the playoffs by 2 games. With the current quarterback situation. If Aaron Rodgers was there this year, you'd think they had to have 10 wins.
But now this story went from Nathaniel Hackett's going to be the offensive coordinator with the Jets to can the Jets win the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers? That's how quickly this metastasized. It's like, whoa, this is just Nathaniel Hackett's going there as the offensive coordinator. Ah, that's not interesting. But Aaron Rodgers going there, now that's interesting. James in Arizona. Hi, James. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Big Dan and Danette. Hey, I just wanted to ask you, I know you're going to be out in Arizona for the Super Bowl week. And I just wanted to, I remember when on the mothership, they used to show all the Super Bowls the night before the Super Bowl, before the big game. And those was always a delight. And, you know, the 49ers and Bengals kind of pull up for it because they have a history there. And they've always had interesting games.
Well, two of the closest games that Montana had in the Super Bowl were the Bengals. And the Bengals could have won both of those games. But, you know, give Joe in the second one with the John Taylor touchdown was awesome. Just because he's like, all right, how far do we have to go? All right. And then leading him down, beating the Bengals in dramatic fashion. Yeah, Marv.
The 49ers Broncos Super Bowl was not close.
No, it was not. No, it was
55-10. Why do we got to do that?
I was sitting next to Tom Jackson. He worked at the mothership and former Bronco linebacker. And he said, he just came out of the locker room. He had given them a pep talk. And all of a sudden, Montana to Rice. And I said, I hope you're not giving the pep talk at halftime, Tommy. Hour two coming up, Mad Dog Russo. One more item. We close out hour one. Conference title games coming up. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, can help you out. Have some fun. You can bet $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly if you're a new customer. And if you're not, you can feel the conference title games thrills with stepped up same game parlays. You can take your shot at even bigger NFL paydays and boost your winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code Patrick. New customers, bet $5 on the conference title games and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, but make sure you use the promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets, one early win token issued at opt-in, moneyline bets only, deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.